Brachas in Likutei Moran. In our Likutei Moran, it's page 24, the right-hand column, about two-thirds way down the page, paragraph Tes. At this point, we've pretty much covered 95% of this chapter on Likutei Moran and covered the ideas and the concepts that Rabbeinu Zal wanted to present. Now he's going to bring in some additional items to lend support and proof to what he said earlier, number one, plus also to show other examples of different concepts that were discussed. Let's see how this goes. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'hine mevor lamalo," it was explained earlier, "ki ruach hachayim hu b'hatorah," that the spirit of life is found in the Torah, b'chinas, as is brought in the pasuk, "V'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei amoyim," that the heavenly spirit hovers over the water. And we said, the Gemara says many times, "Ein mayim ela Torah," that water is the symbol of Torah. So the ruach Elokim is found in the Torah. The alkein, and therefore, b'mitzrayim, during the time that the Jews were in Egypt, shehoya koidem kabbalas haTorah, which was before they received the Torah on Har Sinai. And according to what we just said now, that the source of Ruach Chaim is from the Torah, then when they were in Mitzrayim, there was no Torah. So there was, not that there was no Torah at all. The Gemara says, Dovor Tziv Olel of Torah, Hashem created the Torah 2,000 years before the world. But it means that the Torah wasn't presented to the world officially in a way that people could draw Ruach HaChaim from it. Therefore, Ne'emar Bohem, it's written about the people in that generation, Mikoitzer Ruach, that at the time they were suffering from Koitzer Ruach, shortness of breath. In the Pshat, it's referring to the fact that they were working so hard. When a person's working very hard, they're huffing and puffing, they're out of breath. Rabbeinu Zal says this represents the concept that there wasn't a Torah from which to draw Ruach Chaim, therefore they were Bechinas Mikoitzer Ruach. Ki lo yehoyu lehem me'ayin lekabil ha-Ruach Chaim. They didn't have a place from which to draw the Ruach Chaim, shehu Bechinas Erech Apayim, which we learned earlier that when a person is drawing his full portion of Ruach Chaim from the Torah, that's called Erech Apayim. The opposite of Mikoitzer Ruach, being short on breath, is Erech Apayim, long breath. Ma'arich Ruche, where Kavyochel Hashem extends his breath, he takes a long, deep breath. V'alkei nemar bohem Mikoitzer Ruach. Therefore, it's written about the Yidden at that time that they suffered from Mikoitzer Ruach. Shehu hepech Erech Apayim, shehu b'chinas haruach chayim, shemamshichem al yidei anocho lahashlemach yisorin kanal. This is the opposite of Arichas Apayim. This is the concept of Ruach Chayim, which you draw through anocho lahashlemach yisorin hanal. When a person feels his chesroinois and he wants to be mashlem the chesroinois, we said he has to draw an extra measure of Ruach Chaim from the Torah. How does he do that? By taking a real deep breath and letting out a krechts, an oi, a sigh. That deep breath represents he's drawing in the full measure of Ruach Chaim that he needs from the Torah to be mashlim any chesroinus that he has. At that time, they didn't have the Torah, so there was this koitzer ruach. There was no option of being ma'arich ruche. Ki haruach hu shleimus hachisorin kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the ruach chaim is the shleimus hachisorin of the person. Because that's how a person, that's the life of the person. Nishmas vayipach bi'apov nishmas chaim. So the nishima is the neshama. And that's the shleimus hachisorin of the person is the neshama. Any chisorin that a person feels is based on a defect, a pigam, a deficiency in the neshama. So therefore, when there's a toisvis ruach, when there's an addition of ruach, that's what helps to be mashlim the chisorin. Bechinas v'yitein lecho mishalos libecho. May Hashem give you everything that your heart desires and needs. Zehu. V'ze bechinas harchev picho va'amaleihu. This is also what the pasuk refers to in Tehillim, when it says, harchev picho, open your mouth wide, va'amaleihu, and I'll fill it. This widening of the mouth refers to this deep intake of breath, this arichas apayim, where a person takes a deep breath in having kavana that this is symbolic of the fact that he wants to draw inside of him the ruach hachayim of kedusha that's found by tzaddikim that originates from the Torah. Shenismale hachisoroin. This harchovas hapeh, this arichas haruach, is what leads to shleimus hachisoroin. Now Rabbi Nazal says, with everything that we've learned so far, we could understand an interesting item. In the Zohar HaKadosh, it even gives explanations as to how each and every single letter in the Aleph Beis looks. How each letter in the Aleph Beis is drawn, there's a reason why an Aleph looks exactly the way it does, and a Beis looks exactly the way it does. In fact, in the Gemara and Shabbos even, it goes through a discussion on one level, explaining why the letters look exactly the way they do, and why this one faces the one in back of it, and this one faces the one in front of it. The Gemara gives a beautiful explanation. The Zohar HaKadosh discusses the design of each letter, why this letter is made up of a top and bottom and middle, whereas another one is only one straight line. So one of the nekudos is called malupum. Malupum is the nekuda that makes the u sound, and it's written as a vav with a dot in the middle. And the Zohar HaKadosh elaborates very much about how in that nekuda is found the whole symbol of the Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu Shchinte. There's a lot of deep explanations about it. Rabbi Nazal later on has a whole chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Lamed Daled, explaining the Malupum in great detail. Here Rabbi Nazal offers another interesting piece of information as to what this Malupum represents. Rabbi Nazal says, "Vezeh Bechinas Malupum." This is the concept of the Malupum. Malupum is two words, Mole, Pum. Pum in Aramaic means the mouth. Puma in Aramaic means the mouth. Mole means full. V'ho inyan, Rabbi Nazal explains, ki malupum hu yud vov. A malupum is written as a vov, and a dot in the middle. That dot in the Zohar HaKadosh is called a yud, because a yud is basically a dot with a tiny line attached to it. It's basically a nekuda. V'hu bechinas yud minei tfikin. The dot in the middle of the malupum represents the 10 different types of pulses that are discussed in the Tikkuni Zohar. The Tikkuni Zohar discusses the pulse inside a person and how through the pulse we're able to measure what the status is of the Ruach HaChaim within the person. And the Zohar HaKadosh discusses the fact that there are 10 different types of pulses. Keneged Yud Hadibrois, corresponding to the Aseres Hadibrois, which is the foundation of the Torah. If the Torah is the source of Ruach HaChaim, and the foundation of the Torah is 10, then we also find a corresponding 10 within the Ruach HaChaim, in the pulse of the body, which measures the Ruach HaChaim. V'haddefek walidei ha-ruach kiyadua. And we know that what makes the defek beat, what makes the pulse beat in the body, is this ruach ha-chaim traveling through the body. V'alkein heim asora minei tfikim keneged aseres hadibrois. This is why there are 10 pulses corresponding to the 10 commandments. Ki ha-ruach shehu ha-defek hu b'ha-toira kanal. Because this ruach ha-chaim, which is represented by the pulse, is in the Torah, period. That's the yud of the malupum. Next, v'havov, the vov of the malupum, hu bechinas hamshochas haruach. The letter vov, the Zohar HaKadosh always says, represents a tzinor, a pipe. A pipe is shaped like a vov. A pipe is something that's used to draw something from one place to another. V'hainu malupum mole pum. It's not just enough that there should be a Ruach Chaim. The Ruach Chaim is in a certain location. Just like you have a reservoir of water. Does that solve a city's problems? No. First thing you have to do is build a reservoir. And then, from the reservoir, you have to extend Sinairois, leading into people's homes in the city, or different locations in the city, from which people draw the Mayim, which is their lifeline. Here also, the Ruach Chaim is the Torah, the Aseres Hadibrois, that's the Yud. To the Yud, you have to attach a Vav, a pipe, to draw this Ruach Chaim from the Torah into the person, to fill the person's needs. Shezeh Bechinas Harchev Picho Va'amalehu Shenismale Hachisoran Kanal. This is the concept of widening your mouth, this Arichas Ruach, stretching the Ruach, like a Vav, stretching a Yud, When you stretch a yud, it becomes a vav. The symbol of the vav being this pipe, shezehu bechinas malupum, mole pum kanal. The full mole pum means harchev picha. Mole pum means filling the mouth, which is by widening the mouth. When you widen the mouth, it becomes fuller. V'zeh shedikdek. Now Rabbi Nezal explains a beautiful item. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "Onoichi Hashem alekecho, hama'alcho meretz Mitzrayim, harchev picho v'amalehu." I am the Hashem who took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Rabbi Nezal explains, "Onoichi Hashem alekecho, hama'alcho meretz Mitzrayim." What happened immediately after the Yidden left Mitzrayim? What was the next milestone in their career? Kabbalah Satorah. V'kiblu HaTorah asher shom haruach. After leaving Mitzrayim, what happened to them? They received the Torah. That's the center of this Ruach HaChaim. V'azai daiko. And it's specifically at that time in Jewish history, when Hamalcha Meretz Mitzrayim, from that point on, we can say, Harchev picho va'amalehu. Open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. Bechinas melupum kanal. Bechinas shleimus hachisoroin. That's when the shleimus hachisoroin first began. Ki daiko achra yitzis Mitzrayim. It's bedafka after the Yidden left Mitzrayim. Bechinas hama'alcho me'eretz Mitzrayim. As the pasuk says, I'm Hashem that took you out of Egypt. Now you're at that point in your lives when you're outside of Egypt. She'oz nizbatil. Bechinas mikoitzer ruach hanal. That's when this koitzer ruach, which they were suffering from in Egypt, was nullified, it was done away with. Ki kiblu ha-toira she-shom ha-ruach chayim kanal, because it's at that point that you didn't receive the Torah in which is found this ruach. Al-kein oz daiko harchev picho va-amalehu. That's when Hashem says, now open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. Now that you've received the Torah. Bechinas shleimus hachisoroin. Now you're ready for this shleimus hachisroinos. Bechinas mole pum. Bechinas yemale Hashem kol mishalei secho. Period. Next, now Rabbi Nezal says, V'alkein nizkar yitzias Mitzrayim beparshas tzitzis. Now we understand another connection. Why is it that the topic of yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the paragraph of the mitzvah of tzitzis? Ki tzitzis heim bechinas haruach chayim. Because tzitzis, we learned earlier that the four corners of the tzitzis correspond to the posuk me'arba ruchois boi haruach, that from the four corners of the world comes this ruachayim, gathers together this ruachayim. So we see that tzitzis is symbolic of the ruachayim. When did the Yidden achieve? When did this ruachayim begin? Yitzias Mitzrayim. When the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, that's when this ruachayim was able to start to function. Bechinas me'arba ruchos. That's why the Zohar Kodesh says that the word Mitzrayim is miloshin meitzar, constriction, tight, small, the opposite of harchev picha. That Mitzrayim golus represents tzimtzum, going out of golus, and specifically Matan Torah, which was the highlight of going out of golus. That's when they achieve this opposite of tzimtzum, this harchev picha v'amalehu, this arichas haruach, this shleimus hachisroinos. This shleimus hachisroinos. Note that the Gemara says that when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, that's when death was nigzar into the world, movis. When the Eden came out of Mitzrayim and they received the Torah, at Matan Torah, the Gemara says, posko zuamoson. The stain, the blemish from the Eitz Hadas was erased completely, and death was erased completely. Death is the epitome of chisoroin, where the person becomes choser from the world. We said, Vohisia ani ubni shloimoi chatoim min oretz. Chatoim means missing from the world. I and my son Shlomelech will be removed from the world. So we see that death represents the epitome of chisoroin. At Matan Torah, the Yidden achieved shleimus hachisroinos. Death was done away with completely. And it was only when they worshipped the Egel HaZov again, that's when they fell back into this koitzer ruach, into this avodah zarah, the opposite of this shleimus hachisroinos.
Yes, specifically the mouth is used both by Pasuk Harchav Picha V'Amalehu and this Melupum. First of all, even before the beginning of the Torah, we mentioned that the main Chisorin is in the heart, and that's where the Shleimus HaChisorin, you know, that's where you, when you want to fill it, it's in the heart. And even if you're saying as that, it should be the heart. And even if say a breath, normally we assume breath to be done through the nose, any also.
Both. Here we're talking about specifically the breathing through the mouth. Rabbeinu Zal began this Torah talking about anocha, how good anocha is, and the stress was that the anocha is the intake of air from the mouth to the heart. The main place we have to be careful that the flow of oxygen and everything should be right is the heart, that kesher between the lungs and the heart, pulmonary, all of those things. The blood going into the heart and going out of the heart with oxygen, without oxygen. Here also, there's tremendous stress that this anocha begins from the mouth. The ikar shleimus hachisroinos is done by the mouth. It affects the heart and it's felt in the heart because both are called kings. The mouth is called malchus peh, and we said that the heart is called the melech of the body also because they all the kol shayfin v'shayfin are nichna to the lev. So both the mouth and heart in this case are very much connected. The heart, the life of the person depends on the heart. And the Gemara says, "Hachayim v'amoves biyad haloshayim." So the mouth and the heart are, in this respect, one. They're working as one. The shleimus hachisroinus is brought about through the harchova sapeh, and it's felt in the heart. The hamshochas haruach hachaim, that the pulse represents the fact that the ruach hachaim is being drawn to all parts of the body. In other words, when a doctor measures a pulse, he's measuring, touching here, he's touching just to see if things are okay in the wrist. No. By touching over here, this tells him if the whole ruach hachaim in the body is flowing correctly. So there's a yud, there's the defik itself, yud mina defikim, and there's the hamshocha of the ruach haim as it travels throughout the body to deal with the shleimus hachisroinos of all parts of the body. This concept of bringing oxygen, person chas v'shalom brain dead because the oxygen was cut off from the brain, or chas v'shalom an organ of the body becoming dead because the ruach haim was interrupted. That's the gashmius form of the ruach haim, and there's connected that there's a spiritual ruach haim. Now Rab Nosson Zal writes, Gam diber oz mi'inyin yud beis shoes hayoim, the yud beis shoes halayla. Rabbeinu Zal, when he discussed this shir, he also spoke about the 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night, sheyesh bohem yud beis tzirufei havaya, whereby these two sections, the 12 hours of the day, 12 hours of night, correspond to the 12 combinations of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that when you have an object that's made up of a word that's composed of four letters, where two of the letters are identical, for example, Yud Kei Vav Kei, where two of the letters are Heys, you can reconstruct those four letters in 12 different ways. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Hey Hey Vav, Yud Vav Hey Hey, and so on and so forth. These are called the Yud Beis Tzirufei Havaya, the 12 different formats of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Each and every single hour of the day, the Zohar Kodesh explains, draws its chiyus from a different tziruf of Yud Kei Vav Kei. In other words, everything, it's drawing its life from these four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. We learned earlier that Me'ar Baruchais Boi HaRuach, that the Ruach HaChaim originates from a base of four. And the base of all fours is the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The question is, how does four feed 12? The answer is, there is a time when the four takes on a format of 12, where these four letters split out into 12 combinations. And the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal show in many cases how the 365 days of the year, how the number 365 is composed from combinations of these four, and so on and so forth. So now Rabbeinu Zal spoke then about the 12 hours of day and night that have these Yud Beis Tzirufei Havaya. Bechol Shor Yesh Tziruf Acher. Each hour of the day and each hour of the night has a different combination of Yud Kei Vav Kei that's shayach to it. Vechol Shor Nechlekes Letatraf Chalokim. And we know that each hour, according to Torah, is divided up not into 60 minutes and 3,600 seconds, but rather the hour is sliced up into 1,080 pieces. Tatraf chalokim, tuf tuf, resh peh chalokim. V'chol chelek v'chelek mitatraf chalokim, yesh boi gamkein tziruf Hashem. And each one of these 1,080 pieces of the hour also has a different combination of yudkei vovkei that's associated with it. V'kol zeh hu bechinas ruach hachayim shebedefek. And all of this is very closely tied in to the ruach hachayim of the pulse. Take a look at this aleph over here, that little aleph, look on bottom. Ayin reishis chochma, shar hayira, perek yud. This topic is discussed in detail over there in the reishis chochma. Rav Nosson Zal writes, v'loy zochisi l'shmoya bir inyan zeh heitev. I wasn't privileged to hear Rabbeinu Zal explain this well, the connection between the Yud Bei Shois, Tatraf Chalokim, and everything we spoke, and the Ruach Chaim that we spoke about, Gam Shochachti Ktsas Mizeh. And I also forgot a little bit of what I did hear about this. V'hamaskilim Yovinu. And those that are knowledgeable in Sforim, in Sifrei Kabbalah, Reishis Chochma, other Sforim, will understand what I'm referring to. Now normally, when Rav Nosson Zal says something like that, we leave it at that, period. We drop it. We don't go any further. In this case, Reb Nachman Shigarin Zal, the Parpurois L'Chochma, says, Ayin Bereishis Chochma Shar Ayira, Perek Yud, look over there, and you'll see there's a whole paragraph there where it does discuss this, and it does show, if you read it and understand it, you'll see it explains what Rabbeinu Zal is referring to here well. We're not going to do, we'll do part of it that relates specifically to this Torah. By the way, the Reishis Chochma is one of the Sforim that Rabbeinu Zal considered required reading for all of his students. In the Sichoi Saran, Rabbeinu Zal brings a whole list of Sforim that he suggested his students should learn through, preferably once a year, and at least to make sure in your lifetime to have gone through them. For the once a year, he discusses Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, all the Shulchan Aruchs, all four Shulchan Aruchs, the Medrashim, the Zohar HaKodesh, the writings of the Arizal, and the Sifrei Hasidus. That's what a person should do annually, yearly, to finish all of that. And then there are these other Sforim, such as the Reishis Chochma, the Tanya, the Kedushas Levi, Noam Elimelech, of certain Sforim that he says are very, very good, very much foundations for a person in Yiddishkeit. So here, let's just take this, the piece that applies to this. This is in middle of a chapter. Just a second. Okay. Va'oid me'inyan ha'pegam ha'noigea li'yomim. Here he's talking about when a person does an avera and how the avera affects the days. Earlier he had explained that each day is considered a koima shlema, that a day is considered a spiritual entity in itself. And he quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh that says that when a Jew commits a pigam in the day, that day takes nekama on him. In other words, the day comes before Hashem with a complaint, saying that I could have been beautiful, I could have been pure, and this person was poigim in me. It's like he tore my coat, or he tore my pants, or he tore my shirt. Every moment of the day represents a levush of kedusha, a kaima shlema. When a person does mitzvahs during the day, it's as if he's dressing this mannequin in purity and good, and this becomes like a malach that speaks on his behalf. The day itself, and he brings proof from Sukkim, yomim yutzoru v'layechad bohem, that the yom is a yitzira to itself. It's a bria, it's a creation. The Zohar HaKadosh says that we say, if you know your chumash, ki sheshes yomim oso Hashem es Hashemayim v'soretz. Anybody that knows simple Hebrew would know that that sentence is incorrect. It should have said ki bisheshes yomim osa Hashem asashemayim v'soretz. In 6 days, Hashem created heaven and earth. Why does it say 6 days Hashem created heaven and earth? The Zohar HaKadosh says the pasuk is giving you a double message, a double bomb. It's telling you the fact that in 6 days the world was created. Only it could have said that in clearer Hebrew if that was all it wanted to say. Another item it wants to tell you is ki sheshes yamim also Hashem. Hashem created the 6 days. They also represent a bria. Each day is a bria unto itself. So here he talks about the pigam hanoygei al yamim, who shepirshu ha-meforshim. The meforshim explain shebi yud beis shoyes hayoyim v'halaylo mizgalgalim yud beis tzirufei havaya. Throughout the 12 days, 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night, their role, these 12 tzirufim of Hashem kaviyoch, in other words, they float around within these 12 hours. B'chol shot tziruf echod. Each hour has its own tziruf. V'im chas v'sholem poigim. And if a person commits a pigam at 9 o'clock in the morning, or between the hour of 9 and 10, hu poigim ba'oiso ha-havayo ha-miskalgeles ba'oiso shor. He's poigim specifically in the tziruf of Yudke Vovke that's serving that hour of the day, that's servicing that hour of the day. V'ze doim al ma'shomar ha-chosid al timroid ba'adoincho v'hu mashgiach. The Pasuk says, don't rebel against your ruler when he's looking at you, he's watching you. This Adoinecho refers specifically to the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, to the Yud Kei Vov Kei of that hour that's watching over you. In other words, when you're poigim in a certain hour, you're being poigim in a specific tziruf of Yud Kei Vov Kei that's working, that's leading the world during that hour. Va'oid Pirish, another item clarifying this is, Ki yesh tatraf chalokim b'shor. There are 1,080 chalokim in an hour. Ukenegdom shem ben dalid hamizgalgel betziruf nikudoi ba'alfa beso tatraf tzirufim. And keneged this, in the Sifrei Kabbalah, is shown and explained how there extend from Hashem's name Yud Kei Vov Kei 1,080 different combinations. If you take the Nekudos into consideration, the Yud has a Shvo under it, the Kei has a Cholem, the Komatz. If you add those into the configuration, it branches out to 1,080 different combinations, a different Siruf for each section of the hour. The Omar, and he says there, Shetatraf Chalokim Elu Shebeshor, Heim Tatraf Neshimois Sheodom Manshin. That these 1,080 chalokim of the hour correspond to the 1,080 breaths that a person takes in an hour. It seems that the average breath, the inhale-exhale, is approximately 3 1/3 seconds. That's how long it is. So each chalik of these tatraf chalokim corresponds to a neshima. Va'al kol neshima u'neshima yesh ois mishem ben dalid hanoisin boichius haneshima ahi. And for each breath that a Jew takes, there's a specific letter of Yud Kei Vov Kei that gives him chiyus during that point, during that breath. V'zehu ki al kol moitzo pi Hashem yichya ha'odom. Ki al kol moitzo pi Yud Kei Vov Kei yichya ha'odom. Kaviyochel, that the chiyus of the person is dependent on moitzo peh of Yud Kei Vov Kei. The peh, again, the anocho, this intake, exhaling of breath, this ruach hachaim, coming kaviyochel from the mouth of Hashem. It says, vayipach bi'apov nishmas chaim. Kaviyochel, Hashem blew into the nostrils of Odom Arishoin a ruach chaim. If Hashem blew, kaviyochel, it came from the mouth of Hashem. This is the al kol moitzo pi Hashem yichyo ha'odom. And since Hashem is the one who's giving you your breath, who's giving you your life, it's only proper that every breath of yours should be for Hashem. This is what the Medrash says in Bereshis. On the Pasuk Kol Haneshomo Talel Ko, every soul gives praise to Hashem. Rabbi Levi B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Omar, Al Kol Neshimo Uneshimo Shehu Noishem Tzorech Lekaleis LaKodesh Baruch Hu. That a Jew has to give praise to Hashem with every breath that he takes. Every breath should be a Shevach Hashem. If while I'm breathing, if every moment that I'm alive, I try to use every moment of my life to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to serve Hashem, to do a mitzvah, then that breath is giving praise to Hashem, to the Tziruf of Yud Kei Vov Kei, to the Ois of Yud Kei Vov Kei, that's Shayach to that Chelek of the hour. Shenemar Koil HaNeshomo Tahalel Ko, Miloshin Neshima. Okay. the next piece doesn't it does apply. Ukshistakel ha'odom b'dover hazeh, and if a person will think about this, the person will be afraid to commit a sin. V'yinag bi'atzmoy anovo v'shiflus, and it'll bring the person to a humbleness. Ki eich yechto v'yekal roishoy b'chayim shehashem yizborach melech malchi amlocha mashpia boy. How dare you act in an insulting way to Hashem when Hashem is the one who's literally giving you life? He's blowing the breath of life into you. Kavyochel, it's as if Hashem is standing in front of you, blowing on you, and that's what's keeping you alive, and you're going to spit in His face, Chas v'Shalom. You're going to show disrespect to Hashem right in front of His face, Kavyochel. V'hoyo'imer moiri olav Hashalom, the author of the Reishis Chochma, his Rebbe was Rav Moshe Cordoviro, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha. He says, my Rebbe used to say, Ki al ze koru b'sifrei hecholois, L'Hashem Yisborach Melech Oluv. This is why it's written in one of these Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Cholois, that Kavyochel Hashem is called a king who is forgiving. What is he forgiving for? Ki ein lecho elboin godol mizeh. There's no greater insult, there's no greater need for forgiveness than this. What? Shebechayim shehu yisporach shoyfeya ba'odom ba'ivorim sheichen loy la'ovdoi, that with that life that Hashem Himself has given you and shined into the organs of your body for the sake of serving Him, yechdeloi, the person turns around and goes against Hashem. Hashem was giving you life, the Ruach HaChaim that's going to each one of the ivorim of your body. You go ahead and turn it against Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. V'yim shoel bozeh le'odoin shenosan li'avdoi mois liknois lechem shi'ispanes bo'yoheved. This could be compared to a master who gives his servant money to go out and buy himself food, to go buy food for the servant that's going to sustain him. V'kono mehamois makal lahakois la'doinoi. And the servant goes out and buys a stick with which to hit his master. Hayesh lecho eved ra godel mizeh? Is there a worse servant than this? Is there an ovad ra? Is there a person who could do something worse than this? Ve'im kol zeh Hashem yisborach hu oluv. And Kavyochel, what's Hashem's reaction? Hashem doesn't pull out the 44 magnum and blow him away the first time he insults him. It's not ish b'cheto yumos, that the second you go against Hashem, poof, you go up in a wisp of smoke, but rather, v'alkolza Hashem Yisborach hu oluv v'oiver al pesha u'ma'arich apoy. Hashem is ma'arich af. Hashem takes a deep breath and holds it in and waits for the person. Person did one sin, wait, maybe he'll change his ways. He did 1,000 sins, wait, maybe he'll still do tshuva. K'meshe kosuv ko'a. This is what Hashem does. Kolshgein noitzor mitipa srucha. How much more so a person who's a human being who comes from a filthy droplet, sheroi laver al midoisov kamoishenarech boruchu, certainly should be ma'arich af. Certainly a person should be forgiving and patient and taking a deep breath when somebody does something against them where they'd want to really punch that guy out. And rather than do that, to take this deep breath and wait and pause and allow the anger to subside. Okay. This piece, you see that the Reishis Chochma is drawing a kesher between the Yud Beis Sirufe Havaya, between Hashem's name Yud Kei Vov Kei being the moker of Ruach HaChaim, and showing the connection between that and every breath that a person takes, how the whole concept of each breath has to be tied into this Ruach HaChaim and to be used to serve Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal explained basically in this Torah. Next, Rabbeinu Zal now quotes another pasuk in Tehillim. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Rechev Elokim Riboisayim, the chariot of Hashem is composed of riboisayim. A riboy is 10,000. Riboisayim is 20,000. Alfei shino'on. And who make up the chariot of Hashem? Alfei shino'on is one of the nicknames of the angels in heaven. The angels in heaven. The Zohar HaKadosh says a beautiful chiddush on this word shino'on, that the word shino'on is the Rosh Tevois of the Dalid Chayois HaMerkovo. Shoer, Nesher, Aryeh, and the Nun is Bigimatria Ho'odom. Aryeh Shur Nesher Ho'odom. That's this Alfei Shinon representing the angels in heaven who make up the Merkava of Hashem, the throne of Hashem, Rechev Elikim. Rabbi Nezal says now, Alfei Bechinas Alufei Esav. The word Alfei, we said earlier, represents leaders. That's the nickname that's given in the Chumash to the leaders of Esav. Eile Alufei Esav Be'eretz Edom. If you look in the Chumash where it discusses it over there. V'al-yedei Rechev Elikim Riboisayim, and through the chariot, the throne of Hashem, or the chariot of Hashem, which is made up of these 20,000 Bechinas Kabbalah Satoira. This represents Kabbalah Satoira, because if you look in that Pasuk in Tehillim, it begins with the words Rechev Elikim Riboisayim Alfei Shinon Hashem Bom Sinai Bakoidesh. That Kavyochel, when did Hashem use this Rechev? When he came down on Har Sinai, he came down with this chariot, with this host of angels that he took down with him. So we see that this posik that speaks about the Rechev Elikim Riboisayim is referring to Matan Torah on Har Sinai. So now Rabbi Nezal says, Bechinas Kabbalah Satoira, Shemisho Mekablim Horuah Chaim, Horabonim Nikdusha. We learned earlier that it's through the Torah that the rabbis of Kedusha draw their Ruach HaChaim. Al Yidei Zeh, and what happens through that? Alfei Shinon. The Pasuk says Alfei Shinon. Kmo Shedor Shuchazal, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Al Tikri Shinon Elo She'enon. The Gemara says that Kaviyochel, Hashem travels through 18,000, Hashem travels with a host of 18,000 angels. The Gemara says, how do we know it? Based on this posuk, Rechev Elikim Riboisayim, Alfei Shinon. The chariot of Hashem is made up of Riboisayim, 20,000. Alfei is 2,000, Shinon. The Gemara Dashans, don't read it, Shinon, She'enon. 2,000 minus. Now it's 20,000 minus 2, which is 18,000 total. Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu shalidei kabola satoiro sheshom horuach dorav dikdusha. By receiving the Torah, which we said that in the Torah is found the Ruach HaChaim of the Rav of Kedusha, the Tzaddik of Kedusha, al yidei ze nizbatlin v'nechnoen alufei Esav. That's how you machnia and destroy the leadership of Esav, Rav Revei Esav, Shehem Bechinas HaRav DeKlipa. We said earlier that they represent the Rav DeKlipa. Bechinas Alfei She'enon. The Alfei of Esav, She'enon. They will no longer be. Minus the Alfei. Zap the Alfei. Which Alfei? Alfei here representing the Alufei Esav. That through Rechev Elikim Riboisayim, Hashem Bom Sinai Bakoidesh, through Matan Torah, what does that accomplish? Alfei She'enon. It gets rid of the Alufei Esav. She'alufei Esav, Rav Revei Esav, Nizbatlin Ve'enon. That through Matan Torah, which is when the Ruach HaChaim was presented to the world, which is what nourishes the Rav Dikdusha, the Tzadikim, that's what's Machnia, the Rav Diklipa, which is called these Alfei. Next, Rabbi Nezal brings one other item. There's a Pasuk in Yeshaya where the Pasuk says, Miknaf Ho'oretz Zmirois Shamanu. From the corners of the world we heard Zmirois. Zmirois means song, music. Zmirois also means chomp, 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 cutting away. Azamer b'shvochen means to slice away. Loisizmor, sodcho loisizra, charmacho loisizmor, not to cut your vineyard. So Pasuk says here that from the corners of the world we heard Zmirois. Tzvi la tzadik, the beauty of the tzaddik, that there's going to come a time when the tzaddik will be upstanding, he will have a tekuma, va'omer, and it shouts forth, this noise proclaims, rozili, rozili. There's a secret in me, and there's a secret in me. And this cutting sound, there's a double secret, that it represents that there's going to be two cuttings. Rachman al-Tzlan, there's the cutting of the Yidden, chas v'shalom. There's the suffering that the Yidden are going to go through in this world. And also there's the suffering that in the end, the Goyim are going to get it. In the final end, the Goyim are going to be the ones to be destroyed. And the Pasuk continues, the Navi says, Oili boigdim bogodu, ubeged boigdim bogodu. Woe is to me, Bnei Yisrael, boigdim bogodu, that there were Rishoim, that sinned against me, that did terrible things against me, ubeged boigdim bogodu, and those that sinned against them also sinned against me. In other words, representing that all the different nations of the world, those nations of the goyim started up with me, and then the ones that started up with them, the ones that didn't even like them, also started up with me. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains, Miknaf ho'oretz, zebechinas kanfei hatzitzis. This term, knaf ho'oretz, represents the mitzvah that's called Arba Kanfois, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Hakonof psil techeles, all the different references. Sheshom horuach chayim. We learned earlier that that represents the ruach chayim of kedusha. Me arba rucha is boy ruach. Shehu bechinas kinoer shel David. Shehoyumenagen al yedei haruach tzvoinis. We learned in the beginning of the Torah that Dovra Melech had a harp in which blew the ruach tzofoin, which represented this ruach chayim. A harp is made up of strings. The wind blowing through the strings, those strings of the harp also represent the strings of the tzitzis. Ki hanegino v'hazmirois nimshochem haruach chayim shebekanfei reyok yadua. Because the whole power of song and music comes from the kanfei reyah, the lungs, which are also called knofayim. The lungs are shaped like wings, and they're called kanfei reyah in the Gemara, in the Torah. So we see that the center of ruach chayim in the body, the respiratory center of the body, which is the lungs, is also shaped like knofayim, corresponding to the dalet kanfois, the tzitzis, which is called the dalet kanfois, from which comes the spiritual ruach chayim. Vizehu zmirois shamanu. We heard zmirois. Bechinas hanigun shel kinor shel David. This represents the song that's played on the harp of David HaMelech. Shehu bechinas ruach chayim, which represents this breath of life. Bechinas kanfei hatzitzis. Bechinas miknaf ha'oretz. All of these items are plugged into each other. All these items that we explained earlier, the kinur of David that woke him up in the middle of the night. What does the night represent? Death. The Gemara says sleep is 1/60th of death. It's the wind blowing through the harp, that ruach hachayim, that zmirois, that woke him up, that brought him back to life. What did he do as soon as he woke up? The Gemara says he learned Torah. He drew this ruach hachayim. That wind blowing through the harp was all symbolic that it was time for him to begin the new day, drawing his ruach hachayim for that day from the Torah. Vaydeze machniin harishoim, and this is how the tzaddikim are machniyah the rishoim, by drawing this ruach hachayim. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in a different place, lechoiz bekanfois haoretz. V'yinaru rishoim imeno, that there's going to come a time when Hashem is going to take hold of the four corners of the world and shake off the rishoim from it. What's the connection? The connection is that the four corners of the world represent this ruach hachayim of kedusha, this me'ar baruchos boy haruach, and it's through a hisgabrus of the ruach hachayim of kedusha that you shake off the rishoim. That's what defeats the rishoim. That's what makes the alfei she'enon, the leadership of Esav, gets lost. V'zehu tzvi latzadik. The pasuk says over there, tzvi latzadik. Pirush Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says, osed lihiyos matzvus koimo letzadikim. There's going to come a time when the tzadikim are going to be recognized as the true upstanding citizens. They're going to have a koima, shlema, they're going to stand up tall and erect. Hainu kanal. Kial yidei haruach chayim anal, mizgabrim hatzadikim al rishon. We learned earlier that when the rush is on top, the tzadik goes under his knee. When the tzadik is on top, the tzadik is standing erect and tall, way up there. That through this ruach hachaim, the tzaddikim amizgabra on the rishon. Vizehu va'oimer, and the navi said, Rosili, Rosili, Oili, Pirish Rashi, Sheniglulli, Shnei Rosim. The Novi said they were revealed to me two secrets, Roz Puronius, Varoz Yeshua, a secret of pain and suffering for the Yidden, and also a secret of Yeshua, that after the pain and suffering, there's going to be a salvation, there's going to be a Yeshua. Vahare Tirchak HaYeshua Ad, and the Yeshua is not going to come until all the way at the end, all the way at the end. Until the Yidden are just about at the end of their rope, that's when the Yeshua is going to come. Ki HaRuach Shel HaRosha Godol B'Shaitoi, as we learned earlier, that when the Rosha is being successful, his ruach, his storm wind, is very powerful. Bebechinas ruach sora, as we learned earlier, that Esav, Ish Seir, Miloshin Sa'ora, like a storm wind, that when it rears up, it seems very powerful, strong, and destructive. Shemishom Kol Hatzorois, that's where all the suffering of the Eden comes from. Va'arichas HaGolos Shel Yisrael, that's where the long Golos that we're in comes from. Vizehu boigdim bogodu ubeged boigdim bogodu kienikas haboigdim vorishoim humibechinas pegam habegodim. A Russia is called a bogade. Where do these bogdim get their power from? From the pegam habegodim. When a yid is not careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis in particular, or those mitzvahs that are shayach to the begodim, the mitzvah of kilayim shatnez, or the concept of keeping your clothing neat, a Jew supposed to go around with neat clothes, all the different pegamim, or a Jew supposed to have special clothing for Shabbos, for Yontif, all of these items, it's from the anika of the Rishoyim, comes from the pegam of the begodim. Hainu pegam hatzitz is shem bekanfei abeged, specifically that mitzvah which is in the corners of the beged, because we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when the klipos want to latch on to a person, where do they latch on? At the kanfos, at the corners, at the edges. This is why you find that when a jacket is getting worn out, where do you usually notice it? At the edges. The edges become frayed. That represents bikdusha, the klipos attaching themselves to that item. When an item becomes used up, the corners become worn away. That's the mokoyim achizas haklipos. That's why a person has to wash negel vasa when they wake up in the morning specifically. Why the nails? Because the nails are ktsovois. They're at the end, the ends of the body. They represent this tumah. That's why the feet must always be covered with shoes. Person's not allowed to walk around barefoot or in socks. Again, because that's the ktsovois where the klipos try to latch on to a person. They can't grab from the middle. When they begin their achiz on the kedusha, they start from the corners, from the edges. The concept of a sefer getting worn out at its edges, that's this concept of these ktsovois, which the klipos attach themselves to. Bedafka the knaf ha'oretz, the boundaries. Dahainu mipgam hadalet yesoidois shachizosan v'sharoshin elyoin hu bechinas dalet tzitzis kanal. This represents the tumah latching onto any defect in the Dalet Yesoidos, the Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor, which are represented in Kiddusha, in holiness, by these Dalet Kanfois of the Tzitzis. Avol Soif Kol Soif, but the Pasuk continues to say, what does the next Pasuk say? After this Miknaf Horetz Zmiro Shemano, the Pasuk says that in the end, Pachad Vofachas Vofach Olecho Yoshev Horetz. Kikol harishum yichru v'yipoilu. In the end, those who inhabited the land, those rishum, the Knani, the Chiti, the Amori, the Prizi, and the rishum that are in the country today, those that are rishum, what will happen? That pachad vofachas vofach olecho, that fear and destruction, all kinds of destruction, will come upon them. Kikol harishum yichru v'yipoilu ki lesoif kolov nevad kanal. In the end, these rishum will have a mapolo. Ki hatzadikim gemurim machniyim oisom umashpilim rishum adeyoretz. As we learned earlier, that the tzadikim are mashpil rishum adeyoretz, all the way to the ground. How? Al yidei haruach chayim shalohem, through their ruachayim, shehu bechinas tzitzis, which is represented by the tzitzis, bechinas miknaf ha'oretz, zmirai shamanu kanal, which is represented by this knaf ha'oretz, the tzitzis which are called kanfois, on which zmirois is played. The strings of the tzitzis represent the strings of a musical instrument, the strings of the harp, the kinor shel David. That represented a source of the ruach chaim. That was a place where this ruach hatzofon shebelev, we said earlier, flows through the ruach chaim, which woke him up to study Torah. And the tzitzis also, the mitzvah of tzitzis in particular, is a center, a drawing place for the ruach hachaim of a Jew. It's interesting to note that one of the Meforshim in the back of this Torah on Likutei Moran, the Meha Nachal, says that it's based on this, Umemela Muvon Mizeh, that based on what's written in this chapter, it's obvious, Shetoiv Ma'oid, Bishas Atifas Tzitzis Hakdoshim. It's a very good thing when a person is putting on their talis, those people that are zecher to be married, that put on a talis. When a person is putting on his talis, Sheheim Horuach Chaim Shehu Bahatoira, tzitzis represents the Ruach HaChaim that's in the Torah, ki tzitzis bigimatria taryag, because we know that the word tzitzis is bigimatria 600, together with the 8 strings and the 5 sets of double knots, you have exactly 613, representing the totality of the Torah, the totality of this Ruach HaChaim of Kedusha. It's a very good idea, lehis'anech oz, al kol ha'chesroinois shechoser loy begashmias of aruchnias, that at the time that a person has himself wrapped in the tzitzis, in other words, he makes the bracha, he has the tzitzis over his head, he makes the bracha, then he wraps himself around in the tzitzis completely, while he's under the talus hidden there, it's a very good thing for the person to take a real deep breath, oy, and let it out like that, silently, not making any big noises, having in mind this item, that he's trying to draw this Ruach HaChaim, which is symbolized in the talus, in these Arba Kanfois, in this mitzvah of tzitzis in particular, ubetach yishlamu kol hachesroinois. And this certainly will help the person to achieve shlemus hachesroinois. The way that I first learned this was not from seeing it here, but rather I watched carefully when our Rebbe Zichron Avraham, Rebbe Rosenfeld Zal, was putting on a talus and noticed that at that time he did this every day. In other words, he wrapped himself in a talus and saw that right after that his head would go back and then down and you would hear this long breath coming out. And obviously it was because he had learned this and he was following this. He was following this advice to get a little bit more mileage out of putting on the talus, period. One person puts on a talus like this, and another person puts on a talus knowing this, and at the time he's putting on a talus, he's mechaven to this item. He understands what a talus represents, that the talus represents that I'm wrapping myself in the Torah itself. And the strings of the tzitzis represent this zmirois shamanu, this zmirois that wakes a person up. Uru yeshena mishnaschem, the koil shofar, that's intended to wake a person up with the ruach hachaim, to bring him out of his death nap, chas v'shalom. Person wakes up in the morning, he's groggy and everything. The first mitzvah you do is talis. Why? To wake up. The talis, the strings of the talis, represent Dovid HaMelech's alarm clock, the kinor shel Dovid that woke him up. And that's a time, bedavka, to be mechaven for this hamshochas ruach hachaim. Next, Rabbein Azal says, kinor shel chomesh nimen, the harp of Dovid HaMelech, which had 5 strings, the Zohar HaKadosh says, b'chinas ha-Torah, corresponding to the Torah, v'chein kosov b'zohar, and so too it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh Parshas Tzav, v'toifsei ha-Torah, those who grab on to the Torah, Elain the Tafsin Bikinoira. Those are the ones who grab on to the harp. So we see that one of the nicknames of the harp of the Torah is a harp. What does the Zohar HaKadosh say about the word kinoir? That the word kinoir is actually 2 words. Ner chof vov. There's a pasuk Ner Hashem Nishma Sodom. Ner Hashem Nishma Sodom. The neshima of the person, the Ruach HaChaim. Ner Hashem is this word kinor, Ner Chavov. That's what this harp of Dovid HaMelech did. The second he heard the music playing through the harp, that's what woke him up. And that's when he began his kiner mitzvah of a Torah Oyer. That's when he began to turn on the night. That's when his candle went on and he began to learn Torah. That's when the lights in his house went on and he began this study of Torah. This is this kinor, which represents this nishmas, this ner Hashem, nishmas sodom, this neshim of kedusha. Next, Rabbein Azal says, there's a gemara in Chulin that says, hey oini islareya, that the lungs have 5 separate compartments, 5 separate chambers. Why? Again, note that nothing is stam. The whole format of the human body and everything in this world is to teach us about the geography of heaven, kavyochol, about ruchnius. Rabbein Azal explains, ki ruach hachayim hu bohoreya. The center of life, of the breath of air in the body, is in the lungs. Umishom hamshochas haruach shel hoanocha. That's where the person draws this breath. When a person takes a sigh, a deep breath, the deep breath is to fill out the lungs. Person takes a short breath, the air is only going into the trachea, the windpipe. Person takes a deep breath, the air is going all the way into the lungs and filling it out completely. This mole pum, filling it out. The alkane This is why Hashem designed the lungs having these five compartments, keneged chamisha chumshei Torah, corresponding to the five sections, the five basic sforim of the Torah. Set the lungs, the concept of breathing is Torah, this kinor, this ner chavov, these five strings of the kinor, corresponding to the five strings of the lung. A harp is even shaped a little like a kinor, you know, that interesting shape. Hey, Nimen, the Kinor, the David, Shesham Ruachaim Kanal. Ayin betikunim. Look in the Tikune Zohar, Tikun Yud, where the Tikune Zohar says there, Kanfei Mitzvah, that you'll note in the Tzitzis also, this five. This number five throughout the Torah here, the Chamish Chumshei Torah, the five strings of the Kinor Shel David, and now where do we see five in the Tzitzis? The Zohar Kodesh discusses the five in the Tzitzis. Inun Hei Kshorim. This refers to the five double knots that are found in each one of the tzitzis, each one of the strings of the tzitzis, lekabel shma, to show the connection between the mitzvah tzitzis and Shma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. The Shma Yisrael also has five words in it. Shma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, those are five words. Echod means to unite all of them into one. De inun lekabel hei nimun de kinor de David. The Tikkun HaSora says over there that the five double knots of the tzitzis correspond to the five words of Shema, correspond to the five strings of the kinor shel David. Ayin shom, gam ayin bahashmotas hazoyer, where this is discussed also. Now let's see if anybody really has brains. Let's see if you remember something we once learned a while ago, where this five, which will connect to this beautifully and put a finishing touch on this Torah, regarding what is this whole Torah about? About how the tzaddik is machnia the rishoim, that through the ruach hachaim of kedusha, the tzaddik is machnia the rosha, and we said that this ruach hachaim comes from the Torah, the chamish chumshei Torah, and it comes from the kinor shel David, this zmiro shemano, to slice away the rosha. This sizmor, and it corresponds to the five branches of the lungs, and it corresponds to the five pebbles in the sack. When Dovid HaMelech killed Goliath, he used a slingshot. What was in that slingshot? It was a bag-like that had five pebbles in it. The Zohar Kodesh says five rocks, and in one bag tied together, and this he swung, turned it real fast, and let go of it, and this went into the forehead of Goliath and killed him. Why bedafka? Why? And the Zohar Kodesh says that corresponds to the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, because the Gemara says that Goliath, every single morning and every single night, would get up in front of the whole Klal Yisrael and boom at his voice. Why in the morning and night? The Gemara says he waited. When they were saying Shema Yisrael, when they were showing their emun and Hashem, he would boom out his threat, "You puny little Jews, give me one brave one, show me one who's got the guts to stand up to me." And he did it bedafka then to shatter their emunah in Hashem. How did Dovid HaMelech kill him? Dovid HaMelech said, "Va'ani tefila, I am tefila, and tefila is emunah." The Pasuk says in Chumash, Vayhi Yodov Emunah Ad Boy Hashemesh. The Targum says, Vihei Yidoihi Prison Bitzloi, that Tefillah and Emunah are synonymous. Dovid HaMelech took a slingshot. It wasn't the slingshot. That slingshot was Beruchnius. It was this secret of Emunah. These five pebbles in the bag represented the Tefillah of Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, those are five words. Echod represents the bag that was Ma'achid, these five pebbles. And with his koyach of Emunah, he wiped the floor with Goliath. He did away with Goliath completely. He buried him, period. This is how he erased him. This is where we see now the final, how this is a complete circle. The Ruach Chaim of Kedusha and Bedafke Dovid HaMelech, about whom the Torah says he was supposed to be a Nephil, he was supposed to be born dead, he didn't have any years to his life. This is why he's the one whom the Zohar Kodesh says had to be most careful not to sleep one complete night. Why is it that Dovid HaMelech was the one who got up for Chatzos every night? Because he was so mesukon. Night represents death. It represents a time when the klipos are strongest, and that's when Dovid HaMelech was most in jeopardy. The Gemara calls him Barnafli. Knows that Moshiach is called Barnafli because his father, Dovid HaMelech, was supposed to be a Nephil, supposed to be born dead, Chas V'Shalom. And this Dovid HaMelech, we say, Dovid Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayom, that he's the symbol of the Chiyus of Kedusha, that he's the one who didn't sleep one complete night. The Gemara says he was misnamnem kisus. He would roll around in his sleep like a horse. The Vilna Goyen says, what is sus? Samach v'samach. The Gemara says sleep is 1/60th of death, which means 60 units of sleep represents death. 60 winks of sleep represents death. Dovr HaMelech was misnamnem kisus, which means 60 v'60. 60, no, he would never complete a full 60 units of sleep. The second he got to 59, he would jump up and break the sleep. He would never allow himself to have a full measure of sleep because he knew this side. He was the one who was most awake, who had this shlema, so this ruach hachayim. This is why he was the one who was able to bring defeat to the biggest, this super powerful Russia, who had the whole Klal Yisrael terrorized at the time. He was able to be machniyim completely with what? With the five, with the ruach hachayim that came from the chamisha chumshei Torah, from the five strings. His getting up for chatzos every night. This is what gave him the strength. That emuna that he had gave him the strength to be machniyah this rosha. The emunascha balelois. The koyach of emuna is balayla at night, bedavka to be machniyah the klipos netuma. Halavai we should be zeche to understand all the advice that was mentioned in this chapter. If you go back to the beginning, and if you review it, and you learn it again and again, it can be followed, and it can be understood from the beginning, and to see how precious this Eitzah is, that whenever a Yid is feeling a chisorin, to daven, and in your davening, to take this advice of this Anocha, to stand before Hashem, and really take a deep breath from way inside, and let it out in that krechts ner oi, which the Gemara says is shoiveres gufo shilotam. It breaks the body, and it allows the neshama to break out of the body. It allows the neshama to expand and shatter the body in a sense that's being metzamtzim, that's constricting it. And it allows the neshama to really rise up to its full height to be machnia the rishoim, the ra, the klipos, that would want to harm a person. Baruch Hashem. Any questions? Feet that goes into this moment. It's the hay that gets pulled down to a kuf. Later we're going to have that whole soid of the malchus turning into a kuf. Also, this hay. Again, this ruach hachayim becoming nifgam. This hay oini isloreya, that hay becoming nifgam.